Well, a wild second period in which the Leafs score the last two goals to cut into a 5-0 deficit. It's 5-2. Last time the Leafs had a penalty shot successfully done was Phil Kessel against Eddie Lack of Vancouver in March 14th, 2015. In between that was a couple of Michael Grabner misses and a Joachim Lindstrom miss on a penalty shot. Auston Matthews, because he becomes the only player with a plus on that goal, is now plus 14, which is better than anybody in the National Hockey League, as he was tied with Anton Strålman of Tampa Bay at plus 12 prior to the start of this game.
You brought up the last time the Leafs overcame a four-goal deficit, February 5th, 2004, against the Ottawa Senators. Ottawa went up 4-0 in the second period of that game, but the Leafs came back with three. Tucker, Renberg, and Stajan. Before the end of the second, Matt Sundin tied it at 14:57 of the third. That was a four-on-four goal. Leafs had a power play. Roberts took a goalie interference penalty, and Sundin tied it. Owen Nolan scored the game winner, 4:29 of overtime, from Thomas Caberlet and Ryan McCain.
Forever to be known as the boo-hoo game.
Yes.
Well, Ottawa was dropping from the flu bug, and the Leafs took advantage of it. When asked if he kind of felt sorry for the for the Ottawa Senators, Owen Nolan simply said, "Oh, boo-hoo." Rolling puck side of the net. Leafs defend the goal to our left. It was good to see Owen the other day when he was visiting with Patrick Marleau, a longtime friend and teammate in San Jose. Puck down in the offensive end. A backhand pass made by Van Riemsdyk that was stopped. He got a shot away that was blocked as well. And the Kings have skated it to center and played it down into the Toronto end. Morgan Rielly back in his own zone. Drops it off to Zaitsev. Zaitsev coming through. No, decides to curl back. Leafs are changing on the goal. Zaitsev up ahead for Matthews. Matthews rink wide off the skate of Nylander. Got it ahead, and Borgman sends it into the zone. Matthews into the forecheck. Round back of the net. Hyman was unable to reach it. Played to the line. Cut off there by Nylander. Launched back in front. Matthews couldn't get the puck to settle to get a shot away. Zaitsev chops it into the corner. Kings play it high to the line and out. Matthews lost it there. Kopitar in across the line, dropping for Iafallo, and it comes to the side of the net. Misplayed there by McElhinney as a long shot just went wide of the goal off the stick of Curtis McDermott. Here's Nylander at the end of his shift, playing it down into the LA zone. It'll peel to the bench. Marleau, or at least Bozak, chasing his man. Played down into the Toronto end. Gardner back of the net. Jake Gardner is minus three on the night. And the puck comes up on the right side, and Bozak is out with Marner. Bozak in across the line. Marner unable to get to it. Backhanded then by Martin to play around back of the goal. That'll get to Bozak, who swings it back into the corner. McDermott for the Kings. Played it to the line. A shot directed right on. And that was stopped by Quick on a tricky save he had to make there. Marner back in his own end.
You gotta believe if there's any chance of a comeback, they're gonna need goals like that. Just the fluke deflections on a point shot. But the way the Leafs have been in their own zone, and you mentioned McElhinney sort of fought off that last opportunity by LA, that it might be just as tough to keep LA off the board as it is to score three.
Here is Kapanen taken to the boards. He's allowed to come out in a jam play, and then a loose puck to Kadri, and he shot wide. Played out at center ice. Leo Komarov unable to get to it. Right back into the King zone it goes. And the Leafs continue to press here, but they have not been rewarded. A hit there by Leo. Rattled some fillings on Oscar Fantenberg. Played down into the Toronto end. Both teams will change. Near side for Zaitsev. And he starts out with a pass up the middle, and it is Van Riemsdyk laying it into the left wing corner. Marleau goes in there after it against Derek Forbert. Puck goes free. Here is Marleau with it again. Tried to knock it in front of the net, but Drew Doughty has intercepted. And Dowdy around back of the net. Plays it off the sideboards and the backboards to get it to his defense partner. And Forbert plays it to the line, but not out. Leafs keeping it alive. Still free. Now Morgan Rielly finding some skating room and sending it towards the net off a body wide. Brown got it away there from Dowdy, and the Leafs continue to buzz. Forbert now plays it out and down the ice. And Hainsey will make sure there's an icing charge here against a tired group of LA Kings, and it's coming back in the circle to the right.
15:56 to go now here in the third period. As you mentioned, all kinds of pressure by the Leafs. That's some cattery, though, I think.
Goaltender, quick spout some debris on the ice here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're taking our time and finding that and getting that and all organized.
The Leaf bench is saying, come on.
Yeah, it's taking a while to get that glove back on. He's getting back into the cage now, though. He's fine. Draw to the right in the L.A. zone.
They say, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Here's Nylander playing it around back of the net. Hyman in there as well. Nylander comes out of the corner with it. Still with it. He eludes one. Goes back in along back of the net. Tries to send it out back door, and Hyman couldn't get a stick on it. Matthews with an elusive move back to the point. Gardner's shot is blocked, and it's out at center ice, and Gardner trying to get back, loses it. Toffoli in, and no call.
Penalty shot?
It was more than what the one that was awarded to Matthews, I'll guarantee you that. Shot down into the King zone. Quick. Leaving it for Kopitar to the line, not out. Brought back in again by Morgan Rielly, but he couldn't get a shot at the net. Kopitar will skate it back for LA. Across the line, offside. Whistle down on the far side. Brown thinking that it might have been him, but it was not. It was his line mate on the other side of the rink. And Iafallo.
Again, you see the Leafs with the pressure that all of a sudden it's a giveaway. And I think Toffoli was talking to the official asking why there wasn't a penalty there. Jake Gardner gave it away. You know what? And it is a hold.
Sure.
The hand comes off the stick, reaches and grabs Toffoli. It's an obstruction from behind, as they said, Matthews penalty shot-wise. So let's see if the Leafs can take advantage of the non-call against Jake Gardner.
Camilleri brings it down, a two-point night for the Richmond Hill native. Played into the corner, and now Matt Martin with a pass ahead for Marner. Marner slips it into the left wing corner and then goes hustling in there after it. Got a piece of his man and McDermott. The puck came in front of the net, but it is dug out now, and the Kings come to center. And across the line on the right wing side, looking for Doughty in front of the net. And the pass went right behind the net. Leafs play it out at center ice. Muzzin is there for Los Angeles. And the Kings turn it over again. Here's Kapanen unable to free up a loose puck. Kapanen at the red line, trying to dig it free, and it is shot down into the Toronto end. Zaitsev turns, got away from Tanner Pearson, and off Kapanen. It's played into the zone. Quick plays it away from the forecheck, and out come the Kings to get it to center ice. Borgman right back in for Kapanen. Going wide, and a delay on the whistle, but offside is called against Nazem Kadri in on the left wing, and a faceoff coming in the center ice area with 13:59 to play in period number three. The Kings 5, the Leafs 2. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Leafs Lunch with Andy Petrillo and Mark Rowe from 11 to 1. Former Maple Leaf Colton Orr joins the Leafs Lunch crew at 11:20 tomorrow morning. Andy and Mark give their grades of the game at 12:20 p.m. on TSN 1050.
Well, I think for sure the Leafs are going to need at least one by the midway mark of the period. Would you not agree?
I would suggest a little giddy-up would be required, yes.
Remember, they were able to come back from a two-goal deficit against Chicago at home. And they were down midway through the third period.
Penalty coming here against Los Angeles.
I didn't see it, but Curtis McElhinney did.
Yes, the back referee's got his arm up. That is Trevor Hansen. Leafs carry to center. Cross the line. Matthews cutting in. Got the shot away. And it was knocked into the corner there by Quick and now touched. And so here is the opportunity.
Wow, a slashing call.
Really?
The Leafs didn't seem to get a whole lot of calls early, but they've been getting all of them late. Starting with the Matthews penalty shot goal. And, wow. And you could have called, you know what, you could have called Connor Brown an interference with this.
6:29, the time of the penalty to Pearson. Fourth power play opportunity of the game for Toronto. And the power play is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. 2018s are here. Your Subaru adventure begins at your local Ontario dealer, Subaru. Confidence in motion. Shot down the ice by the Kings. Swept in along the boards back of the net. Marner trying to get to it. Out-muscled for the puck. It comes in front of the net. And a shot is blockered away there by McElhinney.
Well, Kings aren't sitting back, are they? With a 5-2 lead, killing a penalty. Very aggressive on the forecheck, shorthanded.
Bozak drops for Marner. Marner hits the line and gets it in on the left wing for Kadri. Into the corner he goes. Spins it back to the blue line. Morgan Riley with a shot that's kicked into the corner off Forbert's shin pad and shot out and down the ice by the Kings. Leafs are 0 for 3 on the power play. In their last five games, they were just 1 for 12 coming into this game. Jake Gardner drops for Nylander. Nylander with speed to the left wing side, brought into the Toronto zone. Along the boards it goes for Marleau. Back to the blue line now for Gardner, back for Marleau. It bounced over his stick, cleared on the backhand by the Kings, and down the ice it goes. And Jake Gardner's had a tough night here tonight. -3, and he just has not handled the puck very well. On the right wing side, Brown drops it back. Nylander's got to wait for Gardner to get onside, and now he does. Gardner takes the drop, pass it off to Austin Matthews. Back to Jake Gardner. Gardner walks the line. Feeds it off on the wing, looking in front of the net, Brown to Gardner, and a shot to Fleck, scores! In front of the net!
Patrick Marleau was in front of Jonathan Quick, who reacted quickly to the officials that there might have been interference. What did we say, though?
I think it's Brown who gets this deflection in front of the net.
Was it off his skate or off his
off
stick?
Off his stick, I think.
This is a simple shot.
Yeah.
It's going wide. And
Connor Brown gets the deflection. And with 8 minutes played into the period, it's now 5-3.
Well, we said a couple things, didn't we? One, they had to get one before the midway mark of the period. And two, probably a point shot that's redirected in. And they got both at the same time. Now, are they going to look at this for goalie interference? Yes, they are.
Just play for goaltender interference.
All right, well, this is going to be reviewed. And goal under review is brought to you by Vistaprint, official sponsor of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Help your business stand out with Vistaprint.
And
so
it was
we'll
Patrick,
get a look
yeah,
at it.
It was Patrick Marleau, I'm sure.
That was down below.
John Stevens' reaction.
Well,
we're watching. Marlowe's at the top of the crease. I think this is a tough one to overturn. Marleau is there.
And Quick has misplayed the puck, which is one of the reasons why.
Yeah, he comes out and takes the shot, and the point shot for the middle of the ice inside the blue line was intended to be redirected, so it was probably going 3 or 4 feet wide.
Video review, the call on the ice stands. There was no goaltender interference. Los Angeles loses their timeout.
So Connor Brown has scored his fifth goal of the season. And the Maple Leafs have cut into the lead again. Now it is 5-3 with 12 minutes exactly left to play here in the third period.
And this crowd got very quiet very quickly. But again, Leafs have got to be smart. You can't be turning the puck over and giving LA odd man rushes back the other way. I know you get to the last 5 minutes or so, you're going to have to take some gambles.
Gardner will get one assist on the goal.
And it was Gardner with a smart play. I mean, he was aiming for the stick of Connor Brown. He wasn't trying to score from center.
Long lead pass goes all the way down the ice, but right on goal, and Quick had to stop that. And William Nylander draws the additional assist as a wrist shot is rolled towards the net off a body that McElhinney had to play away. And now the Leafs trying to break it out at center. Can't get it out. Nick Shore in on the right side. Another shot on goal stopped by McElhinney. Now it is Matt Martin pounding it on the boards to get it to center ice. The Kings get it up on the left wing side and into the zone. Polak was able to knock it away. And it is Gardner around back of the net. Almost lost it there to Tanner Pearson. Gardner has it back of the goal once more. 11 minutes to play in the third period. The Leafs trail by two. Kasperi Kapanen. Knocked down on the play. Can't get away. Had the stick knocked out of his hands. Shot down into the Toronto zone. Flipped around on the wall. It comes off a stick into the slot for Doughty. That shot is stopped. There's a rebound. And it went just wide of the Toronto goal. Somebody's stick went flying in the air. That was Doughty's. Shattered in half. Leafs back in their own zone, being hemmed in here. And finally, Zaitsev is able to stick handle his way to center. Left wing feed, long shoot in that is caught by Quick. And then he has to scamper back towards the blue paint because he had the puck underneath his glove. And he gets a whistle and a faceoff coming in the Los Angeles zone.
Well, we already said, if you had to vote for the best goaltender of the National Hockey League right now, it's Jonathan Quick. But like Dominic Hasek, who is the best goaltender of his era, does some goofy things sometimes, and that's one of them. Instead of just smothering the puck in the circle to the right, gets on top of it and then backpedals with the puck under his glove. A lot of bad things can happen doing that. But Dominic Hasek, if it was a blowout for Buffalo,
he used to get bored, try something different.
Come out of the net, play pucks.
Here's the Kings playing it off a stick to center. Hainsey unable to come up with it. Round back of the net for Morgan Rielly. Punched up on the wing. Van Riemsdyk couldn't tip it to his forward. It goes back into the corner and Kopitar is there for LA. Off his stick, it's going to slide through center ice. Martinez goes back to restore it in the LA zone. Back to Kopitar. Kings captain comes to center on the left wing side for Muzzin in across the line. And they're going to call it offside. So it'll be brought back. Now the faceoff coming in the center ice area when we return. 9 minutes and 52 seconds remain here in period number three. The Leafs have scored the last three goals. The issue is they gave up the first five. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Faceoff is coming outside the Toronto blue line. The Los Angeles Kings 5, the Toronto Maple Leafs 3. And this game's going to be tough to dissect after the fact. The Leafs surrendered the opening 5 goals of the hockey game, have fought back to get into the game.
And the Kings come in as the top defensive team in the league. 2-goal against average as a team.
Off a skate, goes down into the corner. Kopitar and Matthews. Matthews got in the way of him, and a lead pass at center goes to Zach Hyman. Hyman couldn't get it freed up. Morgan Rielly turns back in his own zone. Rielly leaves for Nylander. Nylander to Matthews in on the wing. Matthews steals it back, trying to play it in along the boards. Cut off there by Alex Iafallo, and it's played to the blue line, not out. Here's Zaitsev looking for the deflection from Matthews and just failing to get that. And as it is kept in at the other point, it ends up going up into the screen and out of play.
Giveaway by the Kings right to the right point. And Zaitsev winds up. He sees Matthews between the hash marks. The puck just not in the perfect redirection area and goes wide. So the Leafs have battled. 9:04 to go here in the third period. 5-3 LA.
Draw to the right of Jonathan Quick. And one of the Kings waved out of the faceoff circle. And so Trevor Lewis moves in against Tyler Bozak.
Wouldn't this be interesting to get another faceoff violation?
And the draw. Now Bozak waved out. So everybody's got to be on there. Best behavior.
I thought for a minute it was LA and it was going to be a...
Leafs come away with the loose puck. A shot from a sharp angle went well wide. Kept in by Zaitsev. A shot steered wide of the net by Quick. Down into the corner is Bozak coming out of the corner with it. Centers in front of the net. Marlow jamming. And Quick able to get his glove on it. And holds on for a face-off in the Los Angeles zone.
It's a different combination, isn't it?
It's Marner. Yep.
Marlow and Tyler Bozak. So with all due respect to Matt Martin, more offensive look to the Bozak-Marner pairing.
Face off to the right of Quick. The draw won by Los Angeles. Fed around the board. Zaitsev pinches against Camilleri. Kept the puck in. Deflects to the end boards. Rattled around the wall to the far side. And the Leafs come up with it. Keeping it alive is Marlow with a shot. And that went wide. The rebound into the near corner. Marner trying to free it up. Marlow couldn't get to it. Stolen back by Borgman. Now here's Mitch Marner. Down into the corner. Gets it back to the point. Shot by Borgman is wide of the net. Leafs are buzzing again. Zaitsev's shot is wide. Tripped up is Bozak as he looks at the official in disbelief. Kept in there by Marlow. And it'll go around back of the net, and the Leafs are going to change.
I have to put a dollar in for some more tokens.
Yep. Played off a Los Angeles player going to the bench. Now cleared down into the Toronto zone. Played by McElhinney, and out at center ice comes Kadri. Kadri launches it high down into the right wing corner. Chases after Doughty. Doughty turns to elude him, and it's into the near corner and played out and down the ice by Los Angeles, but icing is waved off. Gardner around back of the net. Gardner twisting and turning in his own zone. Bank pass springs ahead, and here's Kadri across the line. Rink wide for Kapanen. Kapanen turns, drops it back. Polak goes into the corner. Leo Komarov back in the net. A centering pass! Oh, what a save by Quick. Kapanen jamming at it. Another save. Loose puck in front and it goes wide. Back to the blue line it comes. Polak with a drive and he just missed the far post. And the Leafs are all over them here but can't get within one as a glove pass brings a stoppage of play.
There might have been another penalty in front as the Leaf got rifled to the ice. But the Leafs on the forecheck, and this line has been out for a long time. Get two opportunities. It was Kapanen had the best one on the backhand, wasn't it? Jonathan Quick seemed to get an arm on. And they jam it around the crease.
Kadri had a couple of whacks at it.
And I thought it might have been Kadri that was hauled down going for the loose puck. Like we said, we've seen some very marginal calls in this game, so it's hard to be upset when you see them let something go.
Well, the penalty shot call is still
the gold standard.
That's the standard of
marginal.
Played down into the Toronto end. Marlow for Riley. His pass intercepted by Nick Shore, who sends it back into the Toronto end. Brooks Like into the forecheck, but the puck comes free to Connor Brown. Brown to Riley, who mishandles it. It gets it deflected down into the zone, and it'll be the Kings playing it up on the wing and out at center ice past Ron Hainsey. Hainsey has to skate back, gets it over now to Zaitsev. Zaitsev dropping for Hainsey. Hainsey a long rink wide pass out of the reach of Nylander, and icing is going to be called against Toronto. 6:21 in time, a factor here now as the Leafs trail 5-3.
Doughty kind of short-armed that attempt to make sure it had gone for the icing. The Leafs, though, did score. Two goals in, 2 minutes and 7 seconds near the end of the second period. But you might want to bank on needing a little more time to score two more.
Face off to the left of Curtis McElhinney. 6:21 to go in the third period. A lead pass ahead at center. Slid in and Hyman races after it against Dustin Brown. Brown around back of the net. Hyman is going to get a penalty here for hooking.
See, and that's where you say, how do you not call what we saw earlier and you're going to call this? But we've seen some weak calls on both sides. And this is going to be one of them. We're watching. It looks like Hyman. Pretty good position.
He had a grab of his sweater.
Low angle. bigger view of it. And this is ill-advised, is it not? I realize you're trying to get in, but to try to make a cute play.
13:53, the time of the penalty and the power play, penalty kill rather, brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your own home and need a loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners get approved.
How about a shorthanded one, Bob?
Why wouldn't we? We've had just about everything else in this one. Play back to the point. Doughty's drive is swallowed up there by McElhenney. Boy, he could shoot the puck, can't he?
I mean, you feel bad for Curtis McElhenney. You feel like he's going to be driven into the net if that gets through. But here's the tough side. When you got that cannon back there, sometimes it's tough to convince your own players to go to the front of the net for a screen.
The draw to the left of McElhenney.
No, we saw that for years at Boston, too, is it in O'Chara.
Yep. And we've had series of injuries, too, because of just that. Puck scrummed on the end boards, dug free. Leafs try to skate it out at center, and a pass by Marlowe just failed to connect with Brown. Back into the zone, and the Leafs will be thinking about it. They are able to get possession of the puck. Shot into the Toronto end again. Down around the boards it comes. Marlowe trying to free it up. Brown chases after his man to the far side. Kept alive there by the Kings. Back to the point to Martinez. And a shot right on it. A big save made there by McElhenney. Kopitar swings it back to the point. Martinez looked for Doughty but sends it back to Kopitar. He's got Iafallo right in the slot. Kopitar still with it. Holds, still with it. Now to Iafallo. Back to the point it comes. Doughty will get it on the near side. Doughty down low, looking in front of the goal. Oh, what a save by McElhenney going post to post. I don't know if the Leafs are going to come back in this one, but that was just a superlative save by Curtis McElhenney.
Well, we said we've seen just about everything. McElhenney's had some tough moments in this game, but this is going to be cue the highlight reel. Backdoor play once again. He's been beaten twice on this already, this play. As nobody is on Kopitar, who's wide open to the left of the Leaf goaltender, who turns and is face down when he throws the glove up and snags it from going into the net.
Shot down the ice by Morgan Riley. Penalty has 40 seconds left to go in it. Here's Kempe in across the line. Right wing side driving the net. Tanner Pearson. And he was poke checked there by McElhenney. Cleared off the boards by Leo Komarov, who got hip checked and sent cartwheeling a little bit. He and Toffoli got tangled up.
Leo's got to be careful too. You can't be. Again, trying to be cute. It's already cost him a penalty once.
Shot down the ice then by Hainsey. 10 seconds left in the penalty. And I would think that Mike Babcock will be taking some liberties with the sixth attacker here with 4 minutes to play here in the third period. Here's Doughty going into the attack and into the corner with it. Roman Polak back there as it comes back to the blue line. Dustin Brown fills in for Doughty, who sends it around back of the net. Grabbed off by Iafallo. Back to the point it comes. Over on the near side, just out of the reach of Forbert. It's down into the corner. Forbert back of the net. Played up on the wing, unable to get to it. There was Marlowe. Now in the near corner, Roman Polak trying to get it away from Brown. And the Kings just killing off clock here with 3.5 minutes to go, and the Leafs can't get it out of their own end. Doughty. Back it comes to him at the blue line. Doughty walks the line against Marlowe. A passing on goal, and a deflection is smothered by McElhenney, and the Leafs get a much needed change with 3:20 to go. And now there's no question, if they get it out and down into the Kings' end, they'll go with six attackers. We've got a break here as the Leafs trail 5-3. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Joe Bowen along with Jim Ralph back here. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left to play in the third period. The Maple Leafs trailing by a pair, 5-3.
Leafs slight edge to face off Doc, 31 of 61.
And they win this one.
32-62.
Played out at center ice. Nylander was filled in from behind. And the Toronto bench explodes over there with no call. Nylander bringing it in on the right side. Fakes the shot. Goes around back of the goal. McElhinney still in the cage. Zaitsev at the point with a shot that went off a body and bangs out at center ice. Leaf bench standing over there as Matthews gets it ahead. Nylander works to the line and in. Nylander slashes it into the corner, and there goes McElhinney to the bench for the extra attacker. Kopitar swinging it around on the boards. It comes to center. And Marlowe, who was the extra man jumping on to replace the goaltender, gives it to Gardner, who throws it up on the wing wide, and it's shot wide of the net on a giveaway there by Jake Gardner.
Well, at least on a line change, there was nobody on the right wing side.
Now it comes ahead for Mitch Marner. Marner on to Bozak. Bozak with a shot. Blocking arm save made by Quick. Another centering pass. Goes off a stick and into the screen. And there'll be a face-off in the circle to the right of Quick with 2:16 left to go here in the third period.
Well, Leafs still have their timeout. And you wonder when Mike Babcock is going to make that call. Matthews' line just went off the ice. So it appears at this point. Yeah, you're right. Nylander, I don't know if the puck ever got to him when he was taken down at center.
Draw to the right of Quick. And
but like we said, there's been so many strange calls in this game, you can't feel like you're the one that's been cheated.
No. Bozak wins the faceoff, and now they wave him out. And Bozak is livid.
Is there a penalty here? Or is the official making sure that there's
time
back
put
on.
Back on the clock? And they have, yep. Kadri will take the faceoff now. Against Trevor Lewis. And the puck on the boards. The Leafs outman the Kings. It comes back into the slot. Near side for Mitch Marner. And a shot didn't make it through. Marner has it again. Back to the blue line. It goes to Morgan Riley. Back to Marner. Cross ice pass. And it deflected just over top of the net. Kings get it out and down the ice. But it'll be an icing charge as Jake Gardner hustles back. And 1 minute and 53 seconds remain here in the period.
Now, I guess if you're Mike Babcock, you're saying, well, we got to keep going.
Yeah, you want to keep these guys on. There's no time here for timeout.
Well, and obviously you can't get the timeout on icing anyway.
Well, the Leafs could call a timeout.
No, but, yes, but no. I mean, yeah, you're not going to help L.A. out if you've got
exactly.
A tired group on the ice.
Leafs win the draw. Wrist shot taken by Riley went wide. Nylander pokes it into the corner. Hauled down. No call. Now someone's lost a glove in the fray on the boards. Hyman trying to get the puck free. And he's in a battle there with Trevor Lewis as it's backhanded in front of the net. Matthews lays it back and a shot was stopped by Quick. Back to the blue line to Gardner. Back to Matthews. Closing in. Shot deflected wide. Matthews in front. Banging away at it. Quick down. Another pass. And the net is pushed off.
Now what's the time?
1:19.
Now this is going to be a penalty shot.
It should be, yes.
It's going to be a delay of game penalty with less than 2 minutes to go as they're saying that the Kings.
Listen
in. Los Angeles number 6. Delay game knocking the net off. Under the last 2 minutes. Automatic penalty shot.
Wow. Austin Matthews?
I would hope to tell you yes.
When's the last time someone's had two penalty shots? I mean, no question, Muzzin knocks the net off. Less than 2 minutes to go. Delay game penalty is a penalty shot.
18 minutes, 41 seconds. Austin Matthews, who scored on a penalty shot earlier, gets a second opportunity here against Jonathan Quick.
As they say.
Moving left to right. Here he comes. Takes it to the right wing side. Cuts back top of the circle. Snapshot, and he set it high over top of the goal.
Needed that one. And I'm not sure whether Matthews thought he could just get Quick off his angle, but this is fired from a long way out, and because Quick likes to challenge, he's about 15 feet top of the crease. I don't know if Austin Matthews saw anything or not.
So the faceoff back in the LA zone to the right. Still six attackers on the ice, but my goodness, wouldn't that have been quite a finish? Here's a pass on the wing for Riley, trying to flip it in front. It's going high, and it's gone off a stick and gone into the crowd, and a faceoff will be in the circle to the right.
So now,
up quick. Now, why is Matthews not back on the ice?
Wasn't going that fast in the penalty shot, was it?
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, this makes no sense to me. Minute, your best player is sitting on the bench. The draw is scrummed. It comes back to the blue line to Gardner. Fed off on the left wing side. Riley with a pass in front. Bozak tried to get it free. It's knocked away. Kopitar trying to get it out, and he does. Racing after it is Dustin Brown. Brown is taken to the boards, and Marner starts back for Toronto. Up ahead it goes for Riley. Off a stick it goes ahead, and Brown has chopped it back down into the zone. Matthews is back on the ice finally. 45 seconds left to go here in the third period. Austin Matthews to center. Works in on the right side. Matthews into the corner. Misses a hit there from Forbert. Puck goes around back of the net. Hyman can't come up with it. Back to the blue line. Kings get it out. Empty net on the left wing side. Pearson can't get it to the net, and it's into the near corner instead. 20 seconds left to go. Back to the point. Another shot deflects wide of the empty goal. Gardner battles back of the net, and it'll be brought out by Borgman. Borgman to center, and the LA Kings are going to win this one as Borgman gets another whack at it and shot it wide of the goal. And time runs out.
And Jonathan Quick, sneaky little move right at the buzzer, puts the stick blade into the skates of Zach Hyman, who went tumbling into the backboard. But the Leafs, as we've seen in previous games against New Jersey, against Carolina, even what they gave up against Philadelphia, you can't always outscore your defensive problems. And when you spot the LA Kings, the best defensive team in the National Hockey League, a five-goal lead, you're probably lucky to get a 5-3 loss at the end.
Well, shots on goal in the third period, 13-6 in favor of the Maple Leafs. Austin Matthews missing a second penalty shot opportunity at 18:41 that would have got the Leafs to within one. But you're right. You just cannot spot a team like the LA Kings, a 5-0 lead, and even remotely think that you're going to come back and tie the game, let alone win it.
And it's one thing to get out work, which you don't want to do, but a lot of this was just gift wrap. This wasn't, I thought for the most part, the Leafs worked hard. You know, there was some jump, there was some purpose in their game, but when you look at the goals against,
the first three goals
occurred,
especially were strange ones. Jake Gardner falls down. Nazem Kadri makes three bad plays.
Yep. McElhinney makes a great save and then takes himself out of the net. The puck ends up bouncing through. Even the turnovers in the second period that cost them. You look at it and say, it's got to stop. They keep stressing defense and being more structured, and yet the defensive part of the game is still the glaring weakness on this club.
So the final score is a 5-3 Los Angeles win. The Leafs will try to finish this road trip at 500 when they tangle with the best team in the Western Conference, that being the St. Louis Blues in St. Louis on Saturday night. Jim and I will be there, and we'll have all of the action for you on many of these Maple Leaf Radio Network stations, so we hope to have you along for the ride then. Jim Tanney and Greg Gilbert will send you off to the post-game show as the Leafs drop a 5-3 decision here in Los Angeles to the Kings. You've been listening to Multi-Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.